elements of nature, namely land, water, air, etc., are gifts of nature and are called natural endowments. They are valuable to us because they help us in our survival on Earth. All the elements of environment which fulfills man's need are called resources. Early man used natural gifts such as fruits, vegetables, firewood, etc. in raw form. With progress in time, man started converting these gifts of nature into more useful articles, thereby making it valuable resource. Natural endowments acquires value when objects are converted into things of utility for human beings. Value is the worth of natural endowment. Value can be economic or aesthetic. For example, hydroelectricity generated from river is of economic value, while the scenic beauty of mountain range or a beach has aesthetic value. Development of resource depends upon many factors, such as need of the people, accessibility to the resources, enough quantity for use, awareness about presence and use of resources, cost of generating resources should be economical, technical advancement to make proper use of resources. Resources can become valuable with time. There are many types of resources. Resources can be classified as natural, human, and human-made resources. Natural resources. Resources that are used directly from nature in its raw form without much modification are known as natural resources. For example, the air we breathe, the water we use from our rivers, lakes, etc. Further, natural resources can also be classified as renewable and non-renewable resources. Those resources that do not get depleted even after their continuous use are known as renewable resources. For example, wind energy, solar energy, etc. The resources such as coal, petroleum, fossil fuels that may get depleted from environment due to its overuse or misuse by the people are known as non-renewable resources. Such resources take thousands of years to get generated. Natural resources can also be classified on the basis of their origin, which are biotic natural resources and abiotic natural resources. Biotic natural resources consist of all the living elements in this earth. Example, forest, crop, bird, animals, and also human beings. Abiotic natural resources consist of all the non-living elements present on earth, that is land, water, minerals, etc. Natural resources can also be categorized on the basis of stages of their development, which are potential natural resources and actual natural resources. Potential natural resources are the resources that can be utilized in the future. Example, solar energy and tidal energy. Actual natural resources are the resources which are presently utilized extensively by the humans, such as iron ore, steel, coal, petroleum, etc. Natural resources can also be categorized on the basis of their distribution, which are ubiquitous natural resources and localized natural resources. Ubiquitous natural resources are the resources which are found everywhere widely, such as the air we breathe. Localized natural resources are the resources that are found in only certain places, such as copper, which is found in Rajasthan. Now the second type of resources is human resource. People are referred to as human resource, as they have the capability to transform any substance into a valuable resource by using their knowledge and skill. Proper education and good health improves the knowledge and skill of an individual. Enrichment of people is known as human resource development. And the third type of resource is human-made resource. The natural resources whose form has been changed by human beings are known as human-made resources. The rate at which such resources are produced is called productivity. Factors that influence productivity are technology used, political and economic situation such as economic crunch, government policies, social and cultural setup, physical infrastructure available, and etc. Have you ever wondered why resources are important for us, or why are we dependent on much on resources? Because resources form the backbone of the economy of a nation. Without land, water, forest, air, minerals, one cannot develop agricultural industry. Utilization of natural resources has enabled us to make various human-made resources, which are essential for our happiness and comfortable living. Conservation of resources. Conservation of resources means judicious and planned use of natural resources by avoiding their wastage, misuse, overuse, damage, and destruction. Misuse of land, soil, and water resources cause pollution and renders them useless. Thus, it is necessary for the renewable resources to get enough time for renewal before it is used again. For this reason, a balance needs should be struck between growing population and utilization of resources so that these can be conserved for future use. Any economic development that is conducted without depletion of natural resources and saving them for future is known as sustainable development. Any imbalance between growing population and utilization of resources may disrupt our economic, social, and cultural development. We can conserve resources in many ways for them to sustain longer. For example, water used to wash vegetable can be reused for watering plants. And there are also many other ways in which we can make the resources sustain longer. Hope you understood the chapter of resources. Thank you so much for listening me so patiently.